playing some, putting some of their music together, and the title of the album always amuses me, A Rounder Banjo. How can you get one rounder than that? Most of the bodies are shaped on a lathe, you know, that makes them perfectly round. But Rounder Banjo always amuses me. And this is Herb Peterson with the band Here Today, or from the album Here Today, with a Flattened Grugs standard one called The Foggy Mountain Chimes. Herb Peterson was a great picker. I first got to know him when he replaced Doug Dillard in the Dillards, but he's a mainstay of the bluegrass scene in California for a long, long time, and does some fine music, great singing. And here he is playing the Foggy Mountain Chimes. Let's hear it, Herb. Some fine picking, that's for sure. He was helped out on that one by Emery Gordy Jr. on bass, David Grisman on mandolin, Jim Buchanan on fiddle, and who was David Grisman on mandolin. And that was some seriously good picking going on there. Herb Peterson. Well, the early days of my bluegrass listening were flavoured by a couple of Flattened Scruggs albums that I got in the mid-1960s, and we thought this music was amazing. Then we got a couple of albums of the Dillards and thought, but this is bluegrass and it sounds quite different from Flattened Scruggs. And then we got an album from Earl Taylor, which sort of tied all the sounds together. And by then my record collection was expanding exponentially, and I was getting music from the Stanley Brothers, who to this day I love just about best of all. And but one band did make a big difference, the Country Gentlemen, and they made a huge difference to the bluegrass scene in the USA too. They were based in Washington, and although they came out of a background of playing pretty straightforward bluegrass music, the nature of the individuals in the classic Country Gentlemen determined that they would going to find an audience for their bluegrass music. They needed to make some money out of playing it. As John Duffy famously reported, he says he's not saving up to go on tour. And they took that approach to their music, and they were very entertaining. They drew their material from a variety of sources, straightforward bluegrass, the folk music of the day, and they didn't always agree on their material, but they managed to work it out. And the early and mid-1960s were a great time for the classic country gentlemen. And I'm going to play you two tracks from an album called The Country Gentleman, Going Back to the Blue Ridge Mountains. And this is the classic country gentleman, Charlie Waller on guitar, John Duffy on mandolin, Eddie Adcock on banjo, and Ed Ferris on bass. At this time of these recordings, Tom Gray had just left. He'd gone back to his job working full-time as a cartographer. Ed Ferris joined. And these are live recordings. John Duffy, of course, was noted for his irreverence in some music. He was very serious about playing his music and his singing, and his mandolin playing was way out often. Charlie Waller was a great singer, totally dependable, totally reliable, and his rhythm was wonderful. Eddie Adcock was an amazing banjo player. He could play Don Reno single string style. He played Merle Travis type sound from adapted the guitar to the banjo. As a person, Eddie Adcock was also very interesting. He had been a professional boxer as a youth and fought in many professional bouts. He was a stock car driver, had a car called Banjo, and won many, many races. And he brought all that and an irreverent sense of humour to the country gentlemen. So John Duffy and Eddie Adcock between them clowned around and did all sorts of wonderful things. But I'm going to play two tracks, as I said, Going Back to the Blue Ridge Mountains, which is pretty straight bluegrass, and then one called Azuru Campana, otherwise known as Blue Bell, and featuring Eddie's amazing control of his banjo playing. This is classic country gentlemen. I hope you're going to enjoy it. They're live recordings, not studio recordings, and but they just capture the magic of that band. And here we go.
Something Eddie sort of worked up, it's a little different on the banjo, called Bluebell.
just amazing sort of banjo playing, and they did that working on the theory that the audience really liked to see something different, something entertaining and something exciting, and they sure brought that to bluegrass music. And of course, after the Country Gentlemen, although the band continued in different forms after Adcock and Duffy left the band, the Seldom Scene came out of that. They influenced Dawn Lawson, they influenced J.D. Crowe, and a whole different scene of bluegrass music arose out of the early days of the Country Gentlemen. And we were part of that over here in New Zealand as well, listening to their music and thinking, oh, this is how bluegrass is played. And I'm delighted to say that we definitely enjoyed playing bluegrass music in the style of the Country Gentlemen, as close as we can get anyway. I'd like to say a big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts at, all over the world. We are aware of that. We can actually download information about where our podcasts are listened to, and absolutely, there's 40 countries on the list. Many of you in the United States, of course, listen. Brazil has a lot of people listening. Australia has some. New Zealand. And, of course, lots of individuals, no matter where you live, tune into podcasts. And I'm delighted that many of you tune into Back Porch Bluegrass as well. Thank you very much for doing that. I know that I accompany some people on their morning walk, and I go for motorbike rides, and I also help out with the housework during the day, and one lady told me that they have Back Porch Bluegrass playing in her hairdressing salon, so I'm tickled pink about that too. Lots of people listen on the Access Radio programs throughout New Zealand. Different times of the day and night, you're likely to hear Back Porch Bluegrass played over the various Access radio stations, or community radio stations as they used to be known. And also in Canada, thank you very much for having Back Porch Bluegrass over there. I hope you're enjoying my take on the music. Of course, we're played on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, and lots of different ways you can hear Back Porch Bluegrass. And I hope you're all enjoying my rather South Pacific take on bluegrass music. In fact, here's the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. That's a band I've played in for most of my life. And this was recorded in 1970. I think it was from the Greenbrier Boys, if I remember correctly. Sometimes my memory is getting a little bit hazy, but here's a tune called The Train That I Ride.
I've been in this town for 10 years of sorrow. The early morning train will leave here tomorrow. The train that I ride is going to Harlan. Train that I ride is going to Harlan. I'm here today. Gonna be home tomorrow. Train that I ride is going to Harlan. Train that I ride is going. gonna be home tomorrow.
Whew. That was pretty fast. Some great singing by David Calder doing the high tenor, Lindsay Bedoni and Alan Rhodes doing the lead vocals. They found out by that stage that I couldn't sing very well, so I was confined to banjo playing, which I played pretty fast, I must admit. Don't think I could do that these days. Train That Orion, we had a lot of fun in those days. Here's Chris Brashy, Peter McLaughlin, Todd Phillips again from the Colton House Sessions with a intriguing title, The Hesse Yampa Blues.
Nothing left of my name. There ain't nothing left in a two-bit claim. Rode across the state of Texas from the hills of Tennessee. Arizona left me ragged, now I'm drunk, what I will be. Hesse Yampa Blues got a hold on me. There was gold, there was copper, there was silver too. Miners spent all their money where the women were few. In Prescott, Jerome, this whole country round. It's hard luck and trouble gonna get you down. Hesse Yampa Blues, they got a hold on me. You better stay at home, cause you could go wrong. Good Lord, you know your gold will be long gone. Russian 49, again at 63. The year of 87 got the best of me. Miners worked a little best, the Iron King and Queen. The big buck copper was a big machine. The Hesse Yampa Blues got a hold on me. Remember Belgian Jenny, who was killed by her man. Thought she was dead, then he shot her again. Pete stood there watching down the awful scene. Lockwood took his own life, you know he'd been so mean. The Hesse Yampa Blues got a hold on him. You better stay at home, cause you could go wrong. Good Lord, you know your gold will be long gone. You better stay at home, cause you could go wrong. A good Lord, you know your gold will be long gone. Cardenas came from Mexico a long time ago. Heard about a big river, but he just didn't know. Didn't know the Hesse Yampa River water you drank turned a truthful miner to a lying scam. The Hesse Yampa Blues got a hold on him. You better stay at home, cause you could go wrong. Good Lord, you know your gold will be long gone. You better stay at home, cause you could go wrong.
A great feel in that song. Peter McLaughlin is a wonderful singer and player. Played with Laurie Lewis Group, plays with Mark Miracle, and I'd say he'd be fit into any band and does a great job of songs like that. More classic bluegrass from the Bluegrass Album Band. This is a song taken from country music, really, and it was part of the Flat and Scruggs repertoire. Just one of the popular country songs of the day, called I'd Rather Be Alone.
I'd rather be alone than have you dream of me only, than to have you say you're sorry that we are apart. I'd rather be alone than have you dream of me only, than to be in your arms but never in your heart. I just received your letter, you asked me to come home, you say you're sorry that you went away. This is an old, old story, I've heard it all before, so darling, this is all that I can say. I'd rather be alone than have you dream of me only, than to have you say you're sorry that we are apart. I'd rather be alone than have you dream of me only, than to be in your arms but never in your heart. Change your heart of stone. I'd rather be alone than have you dream of me only, than to have you say you're sorry that we are apart. I'd rather be alone than have you dream of me only, than to be in your arms but never in your heart.
Some lovely bluegrass music there. Top notch, I'd call it. Well, we're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I'm glad you've stayed with me right through. We've tried to have a wide range of music, and I'm going to finish with something slightly different. This is one of my favourite songs of all time. It's from the Patti Loveless Mountain Soul album of 2001, and it's a story of a tragic love affair. They're always my favourite songs. That was a very one-sided love affair called Sorrowful Angels. Hope you enjoy this. Hope it doesn't make you too sad at the finish of the show. Join me again next week. Bye.
She loved him most when his eyes were gray. She shined for him like candlelight that softly beckons in the night. But he said no right to her face, then simply turned away. All heaven won the pale shade of a winter day. She never took a ring of gold. She swears she never loved.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind, I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car, you were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do, take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin, don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant, don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's, you know what I like. Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC.
Programmer here at CJSF. If you donated to Fund Drive, thank you. We appreciate your loyalty to supporting grassroots independent voices and helping us rise higher and reach further.